Salam alaikum to all of you, dear mu'mineen and mu'minats. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. In this session, we intend to dissect Hikmah number 6 of Nahjul Balagha, the opening statement of which is Man razi'a an nafsihi kathura sakhitu alayhi. Whoever is pleased with himself, many will be displeased with him. This statement is actually quite clear and easy to understand. A person who thinks very highly of himself generally looks down on others and does not respect them the way he should. What is more, because of his belief in his own superiority, he expects a special treatment and extra respect from others. Is it any wonder that people become displeased and angry with him? There is an Arabic poem which says, إِذَا كُنْتَ تَقْلَىٰ أَنَّ أَقْلَكَ كَامِلٌ. If you think your reason is perfect, وَأَنَّ بَنِي حَوَىٰ قَيْرُكَ جَاهِلٌ, and the rest of the people are ignorant, وَأَنَّ مُفِيدَ الْعِلْمِ صَدْرُكَ كُلُّهُ, and that only your chest has an eruption of knowledge, فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَدْرَىٰ بَأَنَّكَ عَاقِلٌ. Who can believe that you are wise? Another negative impact of self-satisfaction is that it prevents improvement and hard work. Imam alayhi salam says in the Hikmah 167, Al-i'jabu yamna'u min al-izdiyad. Vanity prevents progress. And also, self-satisfaction does not suit someone who is pious. Sermon 193 of Nahjul Balagha is known as the Sermon of the Pious. It is narrated that a companion of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam called Hammam, who was a devoted man to worship, said to him, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, describe to me the pious man in such a way as though I see them. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam initially avoided replying. But after Hammam insisted, Amir al-Mu'mineen praised Allah and extolled him and sought his blessing on the Holy Prophet, and then he began describing the attributes of a pious person. In a part of this sermon, he says, إِذَا زُكِيَ أَحَدٌ مِّنْهُمْ خَافَ مِمَّا يُغَالَ لَهُ فَيَقُولُ. When any one of them, meaning pious people, is spoken of highly, he gets scared about what has been said about him and says, أَنَا أَعْلَمُ بِنَفْسِي مِنْ غَيْرِي. I know myself better than others. وَرَبِّي أَعْلَمُ مِنِّي بِنَفْسِي. And my Lord knows me better than I know myself. And then he prays, Allahumma la tu'akhidhni bima yaqulun. O Allah, do not hold me responsible for what they say. Waj'alni afdala mimma yadhunnun. And make me better than they think of me. Waghfir li ma la ya'lamun. And forgive me those shortcomings which they do not know. Sometimes those who speak highly of us don't even mean it, and what they think of us in their hearts isn't quite so favorable. As one day when some people came to Imam Ali alayhi salam and praised him to his face, then he said, Allahumma innaka a'lamu bi min nafsi wa ana a'lamu bi nafsi minhum. Allahumma ij'alni khayran mimma yadhunnun waghfir lana ma la ya'lamun. Oh my Lord, you know me better than myself, and I know myself better than they do. Oh my Lord, make us better than what they think, and forgive us what they do not know. So my brothers and sisters, beware of vanity and self-satisfaction, because once it overcomes you, not only will it destroy your reputation and make people hate you, but it will also stop you from improvement and hard work. Moreover, do not let people praise you, which will cause vanity and arrogance. And if you are praised, right away take refuge in Allah so that He may protect you from going astray. And this was your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. So reach the peak wherever you are.